Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 12 and 16 through 18.
But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
Now, today's devotional reflection. When adversity hits, God's purpose in the hardship is to stimulate your spiritual growth and transform you into the image of His dear Son. Every adversity in life has been sifted through God's permissive will. He may allow trials to achieve His good purposes for you, even if we can't always understand His plans. The Apostle Paul spoke about facing adversity, saying that he gloried in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces patience, and patience, experience, and experience produces hope. Paul emphasized that through hope and the love of God, we cannot merely endure but face trials with courage and strength. Similarly, the Apostle James advised us to respond to troubles with joy, stating that he counted it all joy when he fell into diverse temptations. Knowing that the trying of his faith produces patience, he emphasized the importance of patience in facing trials, to become complete, lacking in nothing. Both men understood that Christ's suffering gives new meaning to our difficulties. These difficulties are not random or meaningless, but how God shapes us to reflect Christ's character. Therefore, all adversity, no matter how challenging, works together for our good and for God's glory. Remember, our Heavenly Father's plans span all creation and eternity, and we can know His faithfulness and love even in adversity. Remember, in every adversity, no matter how problematic, God works for your good and His glory so that you might become complete, lacking in nothing. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.